When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show.
This is Optimal Living Daily, Relationships, Episode 26, You Need People, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. And I'm Joss Marie, your host and personal narrator. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily Relationships. This is where I read to you from some of the best relationship blogs on the planet. Today I have a post from Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. If you enjoy Steve's content, please check out our other Optimal Living Daily podcasts, where his articles are featured frequently. Just search for Optimal Living Daily from wherever you're listening to this show, or come by oldpodcast.com/listen to subscribe to any of them you may be interested in. Our podcast network includes Optimal Living Daily, Optimal Finance Daily, Optimal Health Daily, Optimal Startup Daily, and Optimal Living Daily Relationships, of course. And with that, let's hear today's post as we continue optimizing your life. You Need People, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. If you're stuck living a life you wouldn't have consciously chosen if you had to do it all over again, what can you realistically do about it? The Black Hole. By stuck, I mean truly, deeply stuck. You've got the stable job, the family, and the mortgage, but even though your situation looks pretty good from an external standpoint, you're not happy about it. It's not fulfilling, and you know you should be doing something else, but at the same time, you know there are no guarantees, and you feel as if the only way out would be to destroy what you've got and rebuild from scratch. And that isn't something you're willing to do. It's not like you haven't tried, but realistically, you can't see any viable, intelligent options to get things moving in a new direction. It's like you're in a black hole, a gravitational well that makes it impossible for you to ever reach escape velocity. It seems to take you a massive amount of effort just to move an inch, and if you let up for an instant, you're stuck right back down again. You feel trapped, maybe even depressed, and perhaps you even wonder if you should just suck it up and take it. It's not really that bad compared to most people, right? On your best days, you're consciously aware of your situation, but still don't see a way out. But on your worst days, you're in denial about the whole thing and you may succumb to escapist tendencies. You might read books that even directly address your situation, but they don't help you much. Their solutions don't seem practical for you. Perhaps they rely too much on things like putting your faith in the universe and hoping things will work out, and that sounds risky and foolish to you. What can you do in such a situation? Is there a way out? The escape. Yes, there is a way out. The solution is people. Throw different people at the problem. When you're stuck in a black hole where it's impossible for you to reach escape velocity, your only hope for escape is to find an even stronger gravitational field to pull you out. People act a lot like gravitational fields, and when you put enough of them together, all tugging at you in a consistent direction, you're going to move. On the positive side, this is how groups like Alcoholics Anonymous or Weight Watchers work. Take an overweight or alcoholic person, surround them with people who will help pull them up to a new level, and given enough time, it works. On the negative side, this is how cults work as well. Take a person out of their ordinary environment, surround them with crazy people, and a nutso they become. Unfortunately, most people join the cult of mediocrity without realizing it, because they surround themselves with average, ho-hum, dull, going-nowhere people. This cult is one that many people join by default. If the people in your life right now are causing you to remain stuck, You need to find ways to spend less time with them and more time with people who can help pull you up to a new level. It's really that simple. Drop the losers, lest ye be one. If you find that the people you spend the most time with are high achievers, I'd bet you're either a high achiever yourself or quickly becoming one. And if the predominant people in your life are going nowhere, you already know how stuck you are. To escape, mediocrity requires that you surround yourself with the exceptional. Steal time from your mediocre relationships and invest it in building new relationships with people you find extraordinary. Join clubs and organizations you're just barely qualified to join. Apply for a job where you'll be surrounded by highly competent people. Join a gym that intimidates you. Volunteer for assignments that allow you to work with higher caliber people, even if you do it for free. Once you meet such people, find ways to do favors for them. Give, expecting nothing in return. Build the relationship first, even if it seems very unbalanced in the beginning. The energy of such people will rub off on you. And with enough rubbing, you'll have raised your own energy and awareness enough to reach escape velocity and break out of mediocrity. So much of success is nothing but a mindset, and mindsets are contagious. You limit yourself unnecessarily when you surround yourself with people who are just as limited. Instead, spend more time with people who intimidate you until you're no longer intimidated. Find a herd where you're one of the slowest stragglers instead of one of the pack. You'll move a lot faster and make rapid gains that way. Whenever you want to pull yourself up to a new level of performance, start by asking yourself, who's already getting the results I want, and where can I find them? Then, just start showing up where they show up. Introduce yourself to as many people as you can and go from there. But most importantly, show up. You just listened to the post titled, You Need People, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. Again, if you're a fan of Steve Pavlina and you'd like to hear more of his content, make sure and check out the other shows in our podcast family. Just search for Optimal Living Daily from wherever you're listening to this show, or come by oldpodcast.com/listen. Also, if anyone else you know may be interested in hearing our blog posts being narrated to them for free, you can simply send them the same link. That's oldpodcast.com/listen. And that's it for today, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to episode 26, and I hope to see you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more, from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.